This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. How many of us have
them? 77 WABC.
You know, part of the problem is, to be very frank, a lot of America's leaders are not speaking out about this. You know, key political figures, certainly some elected officials in the state of New York and the city of New York, they're not calling this for what it is. It's absolute madness and mayhem, and chaos is not an American value. We met with Jewish students. We had a Passover meal with them before we went to that that event yesterday. And these kids are so heroic, but they're all banded together and they're fearful to go to class. I mean, they're in fear of their physical safety. And so the administrators at Columbia, rather than handling this situation, they just decided a few days ago, just cancel classes. Well, we'll just do that. Then they came up with a hybrid model. And the message to Jewish students is, you know, maybe you should stay home. Everybody else can come and do their thing. I mean, it's crazy. We cannot allow this to happen. And we need more people to speak out. While we were there, 2 hours before we began our press event yesterday, Hamas issued an endorsement statement of the protesters. Yep. Hamas, yep. The vicious terrorist organization. That tells you everything you need to know.
That is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, on this show yesterday. That's right, folks. We get the big ones. Mike Johnson on this show. When he said it, Hamas issued a congratulations to these protesters. That's all you need to know. So this is a warning to good friends of mine, dear friends of mine. One's coming in less than an hour. Judge Napolitano and Frank Morano, maybe Audie Idala too. Talk on your shows about how you would sit there with these kids and the First Amendment is beautiful and this is great. Don't do it here. Don't do it here. This is way too near and dear to me. Now I know people that were murdered have died. These kids sitting on the lawn are there for the murderers. So you're okay with that. You believe it's a great thing. That's fantastic. Don't do it here. Just stay away from it because at this point, much like I've taken most of the Democrats out of my life, if you don't hate everything, I hate to say it, Palestinian, all of it, then I don't want you in my life either. That's how I feel. It may be immature. It may be stupid. Say what you want. That's how I feel. So thank you to Mike Johnson. You know, one quick thing before I get to Lawler. I posted a video on my Instagram and Facebook last night, Instagram at Rosenberg.Sydney. It's public again, at Rosenberg.Sydney and Sid Rosenberg Facebook. And it was when I went to the Nova Music Festival in Israel. And I was standing, you were there, Justin, you took the video, by this stick of a young girl, gorgeous girl, gorgeous, her 8x10. That's what that field has been reduced to now, sticks. With 8x10 photos, yardside candles, slippers, bongs, all the things these kids were wearing when they were having fun, kids dancing and listening to music. They were all tortured and raped and murdered, and that's why these kids are sitting on the lawn at Columbia. So congratulations when you defend those folks. So I posted the video to remind these protesters, your brothers and sisters, this is what they did at Nova. Well, you may not know this, but they brought all that stuff from the Nova Music Festival. It went from Gaza to Tel Aviv. Now it's in New York. And I walk past it every day. On the way to the ferry, my walk on Wall Street, right across the street from Donald Trump's 40 Wall Street building, right across the street by the Citibank and by Letitia James' office, is the Nova Music Festival Exposition. Right there on Wall Street.
Yeah, I got to go see that this weekend.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Natalie Sanandaji, who's been in these studios with me a couple of times, beautiful 27-year-old girl that survived that day because, as she said, she had the choice to run right or run left. If she would have run right, she would have been raped and murdered. She ran left. Thank God she survived.
Well, how long until one of these idiots tries to go and, like, you know, vandalize?
No, they've got a tremendous amount of security.
Okay,
you look outside, you would think that Trump was showing up.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, oh, maybe Trump, but it's the Nova Music Festival.
Yeah.
Right across the street from 40 Wall Street. Folks, go check that out. Now, Congressman Mike Lawler showed up with me and Anthony D'Esposito, Bruce Blakeman, and Michael Rappaport at Columbia University on Monday. He went back again with D'Esposito, Speaker Mike Johnson, and Nicole Malliotakis on Wednesday. And he is a great, strong voice for the Jewish people in Israel. Here he is, my friend Mike Lawler. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Sid. How are you?
I'm good. Busy week for both of us. You especially, not once but twice at Columbia. And your speech Monday struck a chord with me, maybe more than any other, because you talked about not one but two bills you've introduced to try to help with some of this madness. So you've had a very busy week, Michael.
No question about it. And by the way, I'm going to be going to the Nova exhibition on Monday morning to visit.
Oh, good.
So I look forward to being there. And, you know, obviously, it's certainly going to be solemn. But, you know, this is a most precarious time in the world. And we are seeing what is happening in the Middle East. We are seeing what's happening on college campuses here in America. I'm proud of the work that I've done to pass legislation, critical legislation, including getting the SHIP Act signed into law last week.
You know, I got to stop you for 1 second. Do you know that on this show a couple days ago, Nicole was on right before she met you and the speaker at Columbia? And unprovoked, she was giving you tons of credit for the SHIP Act.
No, I appreciate that. And, you know, I did actually hear it because I listen to you every day. So I heard it live, and I appreciate Nicole's comments. And she's been a co-sponsor of that bill from the beginning and strongly supported getting it through. And that was critical to go after the illicit oil trade between Iran and China. Since Joe Biden took office, $88 billion in increased oil sales for Iran. That is what is funding Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the terrorist attacks in the region. And that's why it was so critical to get this passed and signed into law, which President Biden did the other day, but to target this illicit oil trade. China is the biggest purchaser of Iranian oil, 80% of it. So that is something that we focused on. Secondarily and importantly, I have introduced two bills to target what is happening on these college campuses. The Stop Anti-Semitism on College Campuses Act, which would defund any institution of higher learning, including of student aid, if they sanction and promote anti-Semitic events like we're seeing on Columbia University. It needs to stop. And oftentimes the fastest way to do it is to use the power of the purse. And you see how quickly these folks change their behavior. The second bill, which is going to be marked up or voted on this week, we're going to bring it to the Rules Committee, is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which would require the Department of Education to adopt the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism and all of its contemporary examples, and use that as the basis for enforcement of discrimination cases and violations of federal law. And that is going to be critical because, you know, when we met with President Shafik the other day with Speaker Johnson, it was clear that she is incapable of dealing with this challenge. She said that she tried to bring the police in, and, oh, that didn't work. It backfired.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Is she incapable, or does she really not want to do it? Because if you look at her and her family history, it would seem to me she'd be on the side of Ilhan Omar before Sid Rosenberg. So is she incapable or very happy seeing what's going on?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Not that she's happy about what's happening, but I think she, what she said to us, which I just found startling, was that when they called the cops on Monday, you know, she got a lot of grief for it, and it was a very difficult decision because it, in her mind, it escalated the situation. And these students came back, and now they're trying to negotiate with them. And Anthony and I both looked at it. We're like, what are you trying to negotiate? There's nothing to negotiate.
Not only that, but I thought in this country we don't negotiate with terrorists. And while, again, I keep calling them out, people like Judge Napolitano, who's about to join me live in studio, and others are going on and on how they would sit there with these students, and it's the First Amendment, and it's beautiful. Wait a second. They're terrorists. That's what they are.
look, this is not a First Amendment issue, Sid. These children, and that's what they are, they're children. They don't know what the first flying thing that they're talking about here. And they are using the guise of free speech to intimidate, to harass, to bully, to physically harm Jewish students all across America.
And you're talking about you're talking about the students. And what people have to understand, including the judge and everybody else, is there is a very high percentage of these people that are not just disenfranchised loser kids looking for a cause, which we've seen all the way back to Vietnam. These are paid people. I mean, finally, the New York Post has a story today about George Soros. So they are not just Soros, these Muslim brotherhoods. They are paying people who not only don't go to these schools, don't even live in this country, to go there and start trouble. They don't care if they get into a fight or get arrested.
There's no question there's paid agitators on these campuses. And that's why my position has been clear, and I said it to President Shafiq. Those that are here on a visa that are engaged in this should be deported immediately. Those that are engaged in this anti-Semitism need to be expelled. And those that are causing physical harm or making violent threats need to be arrested, period. End of story. And the fact that Columbia University has allowed this to happen and allowed these kids and these paid protesters to take control of the school, shutting down classes, remote learning, hybrid, it is absurd. It is completely absurd. It's totally illogical. And if we don't crack down on this, both at a federal level and on these institutions, then you are going to see the continuation of this in perpetuity. I said it repeatedly. This is what happens when the participation trophy generation takes hold. These kids have never been told no. They've never been pushed back on. And the time is here. The real world is not an easy place to live in. And these kids seem to think that it's okay, that they can say whatever they want, that there's no consequences for any of it. You see Ilhan Omar's daughter. Oh, I got suspended and then I lost my housing and food and now I'm basically homeless. Well, there's consequences, and you should have thought about that.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, and it also pertains to our local leaders, our mayor, who tweets and says things every now and then, but still hasn't shown up at the university, our governor. Let me play for you, Mike Lawler, something I played earlier about an hour ago. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Now, I thought he was a lousy presidential candidate. He was, and I want Trump to win, but he's a great governor. And he's going to tell you, Mike, and the listening audience, how he handles these types of things in Florida compared to these feckless, no-good scumbags in New York.
You think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out. They're taking over bridges and they're taking over roads. And first of all, you don't have a right to do that. You have someone get stuck in traffic. How do you know if someone may need to get to a hospital? Someone may need to pick up a child somewhere, and you're just going to commandeer the road because you have this ideological prediction? They tried to do that in Miami, and what happened? In 10 minutes, they got dragged off the road where they belonged, and we're not going to tolerate that. You look at these universities. When we have students who are doing things that, I mean, look, some of the stuff with the Hamas, I think is absurd that someone would go out and demonstrate on that. But, you know, when you're chasing Jewish students around, when you're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building, when you're targeting people like that, that's not free speech. I mean, that's harassment. That violates appropriate conduct. And yet, at Columbia, at Yale, all these places, those folks rule the roost. They do whatever they want. And these administrators And the presidents of these universities are weak, they're scared, and they don't do anything. You know, you do that in Florida at our universities, we're showing you the door. You're going to be expelled.
Love it. You're going to be expelled. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. So here we are, Mike Lawler. Commencement is about to begin soon. Commencement looming at Columbia University. And not only is there still an issue, but these tents, this encampment is still up.
She told us how she had a midnight deadline to take them down. The kids blew past it. And then she said, but you know what? We went and negotiated with them, and they took down 20 tents. 20 tents they took down. And we said, okay. And then she goes, oh, and they're self-checking the people to make sure that they're students at Columbia. I mean, this is the type of nonsense that you're getting in New York. And you see what happened in Texas. You see what Governor DeSantis just said. We have to crack down on this, and there can be zero tolerance. You know, if this was any other group, and I said this directly to President Shafiq, you know, if this was a protest against black students, if this was a protest against gay students, if this was a protest against immigrants, you know, you would crack down on it immediately. And she just looked dumbfounded. The reality is that this has been allowed to happen because anti-Semitism is, at its core, has been tolerated for decades, especially in academia. It needs to stop. That's why we need to pass these bills in Congress and crack down on it. And Governor DeSantis is right. The state governments have a responsibility to step in and to ensure the safety and well-being of these students, because clearly these college administrators are failing in their obligation.
Well, I'm so damn proud of you, Lawler. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean it. You just, you've done a great job this week. You're a tremendous congressman. Folks, please go to Lawler for New York, Lawler for New York, and make sure my friend Mike wins again. He has, he's tremendous. You're doing a great job with this. Both of your bills, the SHIP Act. Congratulations on all of it. And you keep talking, Mike Lawler. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sid. And just to be clear, it's lawlerforcongress.com.
Oh, Lawler for Congress. Right. And that's the
Lawler,
number.
Lawler for New York may come. We'll see what happens.
Is that the number four or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
F-O-R. All right. Lawler for Congress. Thank you, Mike. Great job. Mike Lawler, who is a terrific guy, very smart, very, very smart. And I'll say this every time, gives the best tour of the People's House, the Capitol building, anywhere in the country.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.